Hey, this is WTOB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Alexa Chapivsky, and I'm an organizer of the Benefit Concert for Ukraine at the Kennedy Center on October 18th.
Yes, it'll be at the Kennedy Center Tuesday, October 18th at 7:30 p.m. Of course, I want to get into, you know, all the different specifics of who's going to be playing and the different pieces you'll be playing in a second. But before we do that, let's start with, like, you know, big picture. Obviously, you know, the mission of this, you know, the goal of this whole thing. Obviously, it's war has been raging in Ukraine since Russia invaded. And I know Ukraine's been holding tough. But anyway, explain sort of the mission here of why this is the perfect time to do this.
Thank you so much for having me, Jason. So the mission is to raise funds and raise awareness for Ukraine at this critical moment in the country's history. I mean, Ukraine is defending, you know, this has been a civilizational battle for the past 20 years. I mean, Putin has been fighting a civilizational battle against the West for the past 20 years, both hot war, for example, in Georgia, and hybrid war, you know, through cyber, election interference, financing candidates in Western Europe, et cetera. Ukraine is on the front lines of this fight for democracy and democratic values. And we need to do everything that we can to support the country. I mean, Ukrainians, you know, I've all my network there, you know, lawyers, teachers, government workers, IT specialists, and tech startuppers. I mean, they've left their jobs to go and fight. And their sacrifice is for us. And so we are trying to, you know, maximize attention on Ukraine at this critical time and to raise funds. Funds will be donated ultimately to where it's needed most in Ukraine via President Zelensky's United 24 platform, which he established in May as the vehicle for global charitable donations.
Well, it's a great idea, and I can't think of a better cause right now. And I don't know, but I actually don't know how long these things take. But by the time this airs, I don't know where Ukraine might be on its way to being a member of NATO. I know that they're trying to fast track the, you know, the membership and all that stuff. So I don't even know. Maybe, I mean, do you know anything on the latest of that? I'm sorry, we're not talking music yet, but do you know anything on the latest of that? I mean, is that look like it's going to be happening?
Well, we'll see. A lot of West European NATO countries have thrown their support behind that concept. But, you know, as Ukraine's President Zelensky said, you know, when democracy wins in one country, it wins all over the world. When freedom is defended in one country, it is defended all over the world. And the U.S. is the biggest ally of Ukraine. And this artistic collaboration between Joshua Bell and Ukraine's New Era Orchestra exemplifies this historic and ever-strengthening partnership between the U.S. and Ukraine in Ukraine's resolute fight defending freedom and democracy for the world.
Awesome. Well, that's the perfect segue because you mentioned some of the artists. So let's go into this actual music program. You know, describe, you know, remind everyone almost, you know, people in the music world probably don't need any introduction to who Joshua Bell is, but maybe our casual listeners or maybe non-music fans, remind them how big of a deal Joshua Bell is. This is a big get for this concert.
He is a, most celebrated violinist of our era. And that says it all. And he has generously donated his concert fee, as has Ukraine's New Era Orchestra, for this cause. You know, as we know, he has an incredibly busy schedule, but he wanted to do this. He was committed to making a difference. And we are incredibly grateful to him, to New Era Orchestra, to Joshua Bell's management at Park Avenue Artists for their commitment to this cause.
Oh yeah. I mean, Grammy winning violinist, has played just about every big stage you can imagine, all the acclaim, I mean, you've even, gosh, I think he's part of he helps pick folks for the Kennedy Center Honors here in DC, I believe. He's played with, you know, Hans Zimmer scores and movies. I mean, he's pretty much done it all. Awesome. So then you mentioned the New Era Orchestra of Kyiv. Go into them a little more. You know how long they've been around or just you want to tell, you know, how acclaimed they are?
Well, these guys are incredible. First of all, their founder, artistic director, and conductor is Tatiana Kalinchenko. As you know better than I do, this industry is, you know, saturated. Most of the conductors globally are men. That's just the way it is. I think I read a statistic recently of the top 100 conductors in the world, maybe 6 or 8 are women. So Tatiana founded this chamber ensemble, chamber orchestra in Ukraine 15 years ago. And she has just, you know, up from the bootstraps, she's thrown her heart and soul into this ensemble. And really, they are extraordinary. And the name is New Era Orchestra, and they really are New Era. And by that, I mean, not a musician is over the age of, I would guess, 42 years old. This is the new Ukraine. It's the new generation. They are bursting with talent. She has attracted global superstars to Ukraine to perform with them. For example, the US's Sarah Chang, France's Gautier Capucin, Joshua Bell has performed with New Era Orchestra already 3 times, every time in Ukraine. So this collaboration on October 18th at the Kennedy Center marks their debut together performing in the United States.
That's exciting stuff. And do you, I mean, based out of Kyiv, I mean, have they had to flee? I mean, with the city and the country under attack, like how have they been? Are they just touring the world, or how does that even work?
Thank you for that question. You know, 2022 would have been the 15th anniversary celebration for New Era Orchestra, with many festive musical events planned long in advance. And instead, 2022 became a year when New Era Orchestra's musicians have joined the heroic fight of the Ukrainian nation for freedom and democracy on the cultural front. Many of the men are currently in Ukraine because, again, men between the ages of 18 and 60, deemed fighting age, are not allowed to leave the country right now, except with special permission. So most of the men are there. Many of the orchestra members are scattered across the globe as refugees, from Singapore to France to a couple of them are currently freelancing for the Arctic Philharmonic. I did not know that such an ensemble existed, but it does. So they're just, you know, scraping by, trying to make it, trying to freelance and make ends meet before they can return to their homeland. This concert on October 18th represents their reunion since February, since I should say the second invasion began, because of course Ukraine was invaded the first time 8 years ago. But they have not rehearsed together since February, Jason, and obviously they have not performed. So
February
of this year, when the invasion began on February 24th. So we are bringing them together. They will be in Krakow for several days, rehearsing, basically a rehearsal boot camp. And then we bring them here to the United States, where they'll be in Washington, D.C. for several days before their U.S. debut at the Kennedy Center.
Wow. Well, that makes this even more powerful. So basically they, you know, there's this, just to recap and clarify, I mean, it's this esteemed, acclaimed New Era Orchestra in Kyiv for 15 years, and they're about to celebrate it, this great landmark moment, and then all of a sudden the country gets invaded, and now they're scattered around the world as refugees in different countries, and somehow this concert is bringing them all back together. This will be their first reunion at the Kennedy Center?
That's right.
Wow, that's right. Powerful. All right, well then, you know, you got to come see it, everybody. Great. So, I guess another piece we should go into before we go is the actual music, you know, the lineup of, you know, how do we call it? The set list, if you will. So yeah. What all kind of pieces are we going to be hearing? You know, which classical composers we can tackle and stuff?
Well, the orchestra will perform Beethoven's Symphony No. 7, that great classical piece. The concert will also feature 2 Ukrainian composers. That was very important to the orchestra to include in the program. Valentin Silvestrov is perhaps Ukraine's greatest living composer. They will be performing his evening serenade. And then Miroslav Skorik is also a phenomenal Ukrainian composer who died a few years ago. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but his melody has become so well known. It was very well known in Ukraine and for unfortunate reasons, the war, it's been played more and more recently across Western Europe and the United States, but that will be featured as well. And then finally, with Joshua Bell, Joshua will be performing Brooks Concerto Number 1, the violin concerto. So again, we are incredibly... Yes, Max Brooks Violin Concerto, and which is a dynamic, powerful piece. We're so excited for the evening. We thank all of your listeners for supporting, for buying tickets, for attending. And again, we must express our sincere gratitude to the orchestra and to Joshua Bell for so generously throwing their weight behind this important cause.
Now, remind us, you mentioned it briefly earlier, but remind us, the money raised from this, do you know what percentage of it goes to charity or the cause? I mean,
We have been raising money actively. Actually, we have sponsors on board. And if you go to our website, www.benefitconcertukraine.org, please visit our website. All of the information is there. We're so grateful to all of our event partners, to our sponsors. The government of Ukraine is supporting, which we're very thankful for, the Embassy of Ukraine in the United States, Ambassador Oksana Markarova, the Ministry of Culture and Information Policy of Ukraine is involved. So please do visit our website, and we're grateful to our sponsors and event partners, without whom this concert wouldn't happen without them. So we're incredibly grateful.
For sure. And just so I have it for, my purposes when I run the article and stuff, what is the organization we're raising money for? Is there a specific nonprofit or something?
United 24.
Okay, yeah. Explain what sort of work they do.
Chepivsky Family Foundation is a U.S.-based 501c3 organization established in 1986. Its purpose is primarily to support Ukraine-related causes. The ultimate beneficiary of those funds will be United 24. Again, it's a Deloitte audited platform, charitable fundraising platform, established and made by the president of Ukraine to focus on basically there are three silos. And the two silos we are supporting are humanitarian and medical. And then the second silo is reconstruction and rebuilding of Ukraine.
Okay, great. That's great. Well, thanks so much for joining us and for putting this on. It's a great cause. So I guess sort of in closing, when our listeners come out to this and they're sitting there and this music is, washing over them and, their money's their ticket, they've already paid the ticket and it's going towards the cause. What do you want the takeaway for them to be? We all get busy in our lives, especially during the pandemic and everything the last couple of years. It's been crazy, and politics here, and there's enough here to occupy our attention tenfold. But what do you want them, as they're walking, as they hear this music experience and they're walking out of the Kennedy Center back home, how do you hope they've sort of been changed, and reminded awareness for this?
This battle going on right now in Ukraine, it's a generational, this is a battle of our generation, and it's going to have colossal consequences for our global future and for our international security structure that we've enjoyed for the past, 70 or so years. I know that our viewers will appreciate, we're being bombarded on TV with these images of war and death and those are very powerful, but Ukraine is a country of highly talented, creative, innovative, hardworking people. And I know that coming out of this concert, that they are going to come back with many new impressions and emotions that will stay with them.
Awesome. Yes. The struggle of our generation. I couldn't think of a better way to put it. Thanks so much for doing this again, everyone. It's the Benefit Concert for Ukraine featuring Joshua Bell and the New Era Orchestra of Kyiv. It's going to be Tuesday, October 18th at 7:30 PM at the Kennedy Center. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for having me.
All right. All the best. Bye.
Bye-bye.